The North Carolina Senate will be in session for a vote Monday night. The House will do the same Tuesday morning. The purpose is to override Governor Roy Cooper's veto of legislation that makes significant changes to election law. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
If you're a Republican-dominated legislative body, why wait to override a Democratic gubernatorial veto? That is, in essence, what's at play here. The last time they met, lawmakers passed a bill titled the Electoral Freedom Act. This would help unaffiliated candidates and third parties by dropping the number of signatures they need to get on the ballot and reduce the threshold a candidate needs to meet to avoid a primary runoff. Currently, a candidate needs to garner at least 40% of the vote. Under this bill, they would need only 30%. These provisions are relatively uncontroversial, at least among lawmakers. But wait, there's more. This bill cancels next year's primary for judicial candidates, replacing it with a system where the top vote getter or getters come November win outright. Critics claim this is a ham-handed attempt by Republicans to oust Democratic judges. Here's how Governor Roy Cooper summed it up in his veto. Quote, "If the legislature doesn't like the fact that judges are ruling many of their laws unconstitutional, they should change their ways instead of their judges." Rhetorical jabs aside, the North Carolina Senate is well poised to override this veto. The House, however, is a bit up in the air. It needs 72 votes to override the veto. The bill only received 70 when it passed, but four Republican representatives did not record a vote at that time. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.